Like, the kid's a phenomenal quarterback, you know what I mean? And we wasn't going to let him run it in there. We was going to make him do it with his arm, you know? And but he's a phenomenal quarterback, and he proved that he can make the play with his arm. You know what I mean? He made some throws, and he had some runs. So there's only one man in the business of miracles. There's only one man. Just think about, and that's Jesus Christ. Just think about everything this team has been through. Just think, on defense, we had two guys that started every game. So there's only one man in the business of miracles, and that's Jesus Christ, man. We're a praying team. We're a team of faith. And all praise and honor goes to God. It was miraculous. The team that had so much momentum, and all we need to do is have one play, one stop, and we got it. No, I'm just like, yo, this ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Oh, considering all we've been through, it was nothing to us. So we just enjoyed it. But it tended to motivate them. They got going after it. We just thought it was another day at the office for us. Yeah, just try to stay loose, but they got going. So it worked out to their benefit. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Bernard's talking too loud. One more time. We're not gonna think about that right now. This is still that man's team. There will always be one great king, great leader for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's 52. That's Ray Lewis. You know, when you think of the Baltimore Colts, you think of Johnny U. When you think of the New England Patriots, you think of Tom Brady. When you think of the Indianapolis Colts, even with the new kid Luck, you're always going to remember Peyton Manning. But it's only when you think of the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Lewis. Now I'm done talking. The rest is for y'all to say. I ain't got to say nothing to them. I'll let the hardware do the talking.